Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 151. I am Shannon and we got the original gang here. We got Pete.
Hey, Shannon.
Not a lot of stories this week. We had a couple mini stories, I guess, and enough to do a show, but it should be a pretty quick episode. But both of us are headed on cruises that aren't Disney.
Right.
I'm headed out next week. We're going to be doing our free cruise that we got from gambling in the casino back in March. And when I say free cruise, I mean, it was, we gambled a lot of money and probably it was the most expensive free cruise we've ever been, you know, that you ever could have won. Very looking forward to that. And then you are going on the Odyssey, right?
We're going on the Odyssey of the Seas out of New York. So neither of us are flying to our cruise either.
Yes.
Going out of New York. And I was thinking about, like, how does sail away work out of New York in November? It's you're up on the deck in like winter jackets. And
well, the thing is, in sail away, you got to understand, sail away is not like it is on a Disney cruise. You've only been on a Disney cruise, correct?
Yeah, just the one. Yeah.
So Disney cruise is like, you know, it's, there's a big sail away party and you have the characters and everything. And Royal Caribbean, you go out and you kind of like, look, they have some stuff playing, but it's not like a big event. And honestly, we're never on the deck during a sail away. We're usually doing stuff. Like the only time we did was when we were on the Icon and we went into, they have like this like area that's kind of like a solarium type area in the front, and it was raining. So it was everybody was there because it was covered. It's cool because it's different. You know, I think you see the Statue of Liberty, maybe. I don't remember. It's been,
I would think, I mean, so from where it's sailing.
I sailed into Bayonne and then out of the Brooklyn one, but this was like when I lived there. So that's more than almost, you're coming on 20 years since I've been out there, but that's awesome. But in the meantime, we do have some stories, but before we get into our first story, we do want to give a shout out to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Monera Financial. So if you are looking to purchase a resale contract, or maybe you need to refinance your direct contract, definitely hit up our friends at Monera Financial. They can help you out with all of your DVC financing needs. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started with the first story. And that was that the DVC Sorcerer's Pass has increased, and actually all the annual passes have increased. They increased overnight. That's what they kind of do. They don't give you any sort of warning. They just increase. And the Sorcerer's Pass level of annual pass is available to DVC members. It increased from $999 to $1,079, which is an $80 increase. This is still a $470 savings over the only pass available to the general public. And if you are not coming for Thanksgiving or Christmas holidays, one of the most valuable perks of getting member benefits is having this availability to this Sorcerer's Pass. So I actually have the lowest one, which I think is Pixie Dust, or I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, because you have the ability to get the Florida resident. Yeah.
Yeah. And even that went up, I think it went up to like 460, I think, but it only went up $30. But ours expires on Tuesday and we're not renewing. And we don't have a trip planned besides the Christmas and the Christmas parties. We don't really have a trip planned for next year. So I don't know when we will be, buying an annual pass.
This reminded me that even though we're not going till next October, I got to make sure to get my pass before the next increase. So maybe like July or August next year, I'll buy it.
I was thinking about, I should buy mine now because I just made my last final payment because we got it last year. I was going to say, well, let me buy them. And then because I knew the passes were going to be going up, and I thought, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I should buy at least one of them. And then they went up and I was like, well, too late now, because I have the option. See, at least a Florida resident, I have the option of doing monthly payments.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even know if I will be doing, we're going to be doing annual passes, because if we're only going like once a year, we might be just, they always have good Florida resident deal tickets, you know, and with Epic Universe opening up, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of good Florida resident deals. So I think we're just going to kind of wait and see at this point. It is an $80 increase, but it's still a savings if you are eligible for the benefits. And if you go, what's the math with the Sorcerer's Pass?
Well, it's basically two trips because we were my wife and I usually get the annual passes because we plan, we go every year for food and wine. We stagger them so that two trips can be on the same pass. But next year, now that our daughter's old enough, we want to take her down for food and wine. And so I was looking at like a 6-day pass with a park hopper is like $700 and something for, for just a single week ticket. So even though it's $1,079, if you're going to go, you can use it twice, obviously not two short trips, but if you're going to take 2 week long trips, you're going to more than pay for having that pass. But if you're just going to use it, I mean, obviously Florida resident would look at the potential for getting either of the two lower passes. I forget the Pixie Dust and what's the other one?
Maybe the Pirate.
Pass. I really do wish they would allow the two middle passes for DVC members.
I agree.
I get why you don't want to have the lowest pass. You want to have a Florida resident exclusive pass. But yeah, I think they should have at least two for the members. Yeah.
They lost us on the passes when they only allowed the weekday pass during the pandemic. That was the only pass that was available. So that's the one we bought. And when we just kind of realized, okay, we really don't go on the weekends that often and we try to go during the week.
Right.
So that's kind of when they lost us because it's double the price. It's double the price. Yeah. So we just, the cheapest available pass at Universal, we got a deal for $299. Now it's just the two parks at this point. But the blackouts, like we can go on the weekends. We can even go on a holiday. Like holidays aren't blacked out. It's just like July is blacked out and then Easter and Christmas and that's it.
Yeah.
So the blackout dates are even better for that one.
Those aren't bad because actually my daughter had one while she was down there. She didn't use it nearly enough, but she had one when she was down there. So, I mean, she probably got her money's worth out of it, but not by a lot.
Yeah.
And well, no one else had one.
Yeah, that's the thing. The good thing is that we got it with the anticipation of Epic Universe. And then they just announced that we went in Labor Day and they had just announced Epic Universe's opening date, which is right before Memorial Day. So that's going to be crazy. Annual pass holders could buy a single day ticket. So we actually are going in June. I think the second week it's open, we're going 2 days. We bought two single day tickets and my husband really wants to go. He's really looking forward to it. Yeah, we're going to be going at the first week of June. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that information.
New theme park openings are notoriously known for going well.
Yes. I mean, we have 2 days and we are cautiously optimistic. We have no anticipation. Like I'm just kind of like, okay, we're just going to go with the flow and we're just going to end up making it our trip because since we do have the annual passes, we're just adding the first 2 days are going to be, we're going to go to the other two parks the first 2 days. That's our plan and we'll see how it goes. That's going to be our vacations beginning of June. So right now we don't even have a plan to go to Disney World next year. I'm sure we will at some point. There's no plan for it, which is really weird. It's a really weird feeling, especially when you are a co-host of the DVC newscast. But
yeah. Well, and Ryder still really likes Disney. I mean, it's not like he's outgrown it per se, right? I mean, he likes Universal too, but yeah,
he does. And he much prefers Disney. I mean, he's a big fan of Disney Plus. If anybody follows me on Instagram, he's a huge fan of Gravity Falls. And I had to make a costume of Bill Cipher. So if you don't know who that is, it's basically looked like a big Dorito. That's what he explained it to me. He's like, he's basically a big Dorito. He still likes Disney. Like he really isn't into much of the Universal characters. Like he's read the first Harry Potter book, but he still hasn't loved it. He's almost nine, but he's kind of immature for his age, I think, which I'm, as a parent, I'm fine with. He's my only child. He can be my baby. He'll always be my baby. But so he's still like, he is looking forward to, and we'll get to this in a little bit. He is looking forward to both Christmas parties. But going back to the annual passes. So if you haven't bought your annual pass and you were trying to avoid or trying to get them before they increased, you missed out. But if you are like me and or like Pete, where you need an annual pass and you want to get it before the next increase, you've got about maybe 10 months before you need to make sure you purchase it.
Every once in a while, they bump it up a couple months. So it's a little risk. I mean, the last couple of years, it's been October. it would be a little risky waiting till the end of September, just because some years they do it more often. I doubt next year, just because of Epic Universe, that they're going to be like, we better stick it to the annual pass holders, especially since their annual pass is more than double that of the Universal Pass. The way I look at it is, as I said, as a DVC member with that has access to member benefits, we kind of plan our main trip every year such that we stagger them. We'll go the end of October next year, and then we'll go a week earlier the following year, get at least two trips out of that passport or that pass. And, you know, you definitely save a bunch of money doing that. So,
yeah,
really good. In other news, the Imagination Pavilion Lounge, which I can't even say the name of that they changed it to because, because it's the Imaginatarium or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Something like that.
But anyways, that lounge reopened. And on October 26th, the DVC Lounge and Epcot held a soft opening. And our own Jennifer Wagner, who helps us with the editing and posting of this show, she was there to check it out on the soft opening. So lucky her. And it's pretty much the same lounge, but it's now being sponsored by PPG Paints. So there's a new paint scheme inside, and like the elevator exterior, the stairway going in, they changed the painting. They have a display now of some original like Figment concept art that they have put up there. And there's some new seating as well. And I guess additional, they updated the charging stations so that they're in better shape and there's more of them and everything. Not extensive changes, but if you've never been to the lounge, again, you have to have access to member benefits or know somebody that does, because you can bring up to, I believe they say 4 guests, but they're not, unless you're bringing like 10 people, they're pretty cash about that, I think. So we brought some friends up there last time we were there. The check-in is located inside the exit of the Journey into the Imagination attraction. So you just go in there where the little store is, and there's a table there, and it's the staircase to go up. Typically, it's maybe a 10-15 minute wait. I've never really seen it much longer than that. I don't know about you, Shannon.
No, usually what we'll do is we'll go and put our name down, or I'll go and put our name down before we ride. And sometimes they'll say 45 minutes and they've called us while we're on the ride.
Right.
Yeah. So that's happened to me where we've gotten the text like while we're already like we've walked around and I'm standing in line getting on the ride, because usually there's not much of a wait when we go.
Right.
And they're already texting us. There was one time that we had to wait because we missed our window because we were on the ride. But they got us right in after that.
I don't know what happens next year with the new priority benefit there, how many people buy that. So the waits might be a little longer if you don't pay the $99.
But yeah.
We won't comment too much on that. If you want to hear more about that, listen to our last show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was kind of hoping for some more. I mean, they said there's going to be some characters, but I think that's when that's going to start probably in January.
Yeah, that's with the new program too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
I wonder if that means they're going to open the rainbow corridor that used to be up there.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be cool, but we'll have to see. So someone pay the $99 and go, because I don't have a trip plan, so I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
My family and I, we are going to both Christmas parties. So we're going to the Very Merry Christmas and Jollywood Nights Thanksgiving weekend. So both of the hard ticket Christmas parties this year will have dates with special treats for members. Jollywood Nights on November 13th and 18th will have a special members treat stop at Pizza Rizzo from 7:30 to 12:30 a.m. And then the perk is open to qualifying members and up to 4 guests. Not to be outdone, 3 dates of the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party also have a member offering on December 5th, 12th, and 19th. Members can visit a Pirate's Adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas, between 7 p.m. and midnight to claim a complimentary treat along with a keepsake. Details of the giveaway have not been provided. So I think this is great. The only thing is, I think they should release these dates soon after the tickets go on sale. Maybe not right away. Not that I would have changed my dates. We picked the dates. I think one of the dates that we're going is the Friday of right after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of the only November dates that doesn't have a discount because it's a holiday weekend. And it's just because it worked out with my work schedules and rider school schedule. So I don't think it would have changed the date. But I just think like there are people that do buy tickets, especially the locals that are DVC members. I think it's great. And I'm not upset that we're going to miss it because, to be honest, those were dates that I couldn't have gone anyway. So it's not going to change it. But if you had somebody that's like local choosing for their date, or they're an hour away and they're choosing their date and they're going to be driving to and from, and then they see this, that this was a date they were considering, but they didn't get it, it kind of stinks. Now, could they probably change it? They might be able to, but I just think if you're going to do this, just announce it a little earlier for members.
I agree. Clearly, they're not using this as a sales tactic by announcing it so late to encourage people to buy tickets for the parties. It's just more of, hey, we wanted to do something for the members, which is nice. But as you said, it's basically one of those things. If you're going to one of these parties, sure, you can participate. You can't at this point make arrangements particularly to go to those parties. I haven't looked. I know some of the parties are sold out. I don't know if any of the Jollywood Nights ones are.
I haven't looked. I know when I purchased mine, which wasn't too long ago, none of them were. And actually none of the Christmas parties were. They sold out right after, but
a couple of the Christmas parties are, but not too many either.
And I think with these, honestly, I think they probably are looking at dates that aren't selling. I think that's what they are doing, because these are, I think the Christmas party ones are all Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And then the Jollywood Nights are, they're not a weekend one. I think they're like a Wednesday and a Monday, maybe.
And I would expect that anyways. Yeah.
Right, right. They kind of know historically which dates are going to sell out. You can see that with the pricing. So I think that maybe this is to entice DVC members who are considering going, like, hey, go to this one because you're going to get a discount, but you're also going to get a special treat or a special offering. So I do think it's that, but I think they also, again,
does the keepsake mean they're still not out of popcorn buckets?
I don't know. Well, you know, there was a couple years ago where there was a special seating. They had special.
Right. I remember that.
And it actually worked out that it was the one that we went to. It was the Christmas party that we went to, and we got to do that, which was great. It was where the little plaza area garden is for the fireworks party. And it was one of those where there was regular fireworks, and then there was also the fireworks for the party. So it was like, so we did both. So we did the fireworks party and we got to watch the fireworks before the Christmas party. And then we did the Christmas party. So we got to watch two fireworks. Now was when Ryder was little and he loved the fireworks. Now I'm lucky if I get to watch them from behind the castle. Like sometimes it just works out and that's great. That's the only thing. But if you are going to either of these, make sure you join my DVC Points community. Let us know. I want to know what the perk is for Jollywood Nights and what the member treat is. They usually have like a special character that you can take a picture. I think that's what they did with Jollywood Nights. Usually there's not a photographer there, so make sure you have your own camera, because usually they don't hire a PhotoPass photographer. And the same thing for the keepsake for the Mickey's Christmas party. Again, it's something great. I think it'll be fun. And definitely post in the group what it is you get.
Yep.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too. So last story, again, not a lot to talk about this week, but this one I found interesting only because we're getting near the end of Riviera sales, certainly nearer to the end than the beginning, but another batch of Riviera rooms were declared. And basically when we say rooms are declared, it means DVC takes the rooms out of cash inventory and puts them into DVC inventory. So DVC had declared another 25 DVC resort rooms into inventory at the Riviera Resort as of October 25th. This means that now 86% of the resort, or 269 of the 294 rooms, have been released to member bookings. Based on current inventory and sales rate, it is expected that the resort will be completely sold out in about 2 more years. You're not running out of room quite yet. 86% of the resort declared. There's probably 2 more declarations. The last one was in May. This was October. So that was about 5 months apart. Sales may slow down with the Poly coming online. I'm picturing the whole resort will be declared shortly, within the next year, maybe a little longer. I think the other neat thing about this is the more rooms that are declared, obviously there's owners there, but I think it's easier for non-owners to get into a resort when it gets much more declared than in the early days, when there's only a small fraction of the resort that's available. You know, once it's fully declared, then there's not really cash rooms sitting there. It's really, or I shouldn't say that, there's always going to be some small percentage of cash rooms. mm-hmm. at these resorts, I believe they have to keep 2% or something like that, which isn't very much if you think about it. It's probably about 6-8 rooms. Well, and then you got breakage on top of that. But Riviera is coming to the end of its life cycle, which is kind of interesting to think about.
Especially since when it first went out, we kind of thought it wasn't going to. I think now it was the redheaded stepchild. It seems like the redheaded stepchild right now is the cabins.
We kind of picked on the Riviera early on, but the Riviera was never a disaster. I would say the Riviera probably didn't. And it's even hard to say because very shortly after the Riviera went on sale, you had COVID. And that probably cost about a year of sales because even though it was only closed for 4 months, people still weren't right after Disney opened up. I'm sure their first priority wasn't, let's buy vacation.
Yeah, let's buy a timeshare. You know? Yeah.
To me, it was a large resort. They were probably originally looking like they wanted to get it sold in about 5 years. Right now, we're at about 5 years for the Riviera. I believe it opened in 2019. So,
yeah, December 2019.
Yeah. I think that Disney probably was initially expecting it to be sold out by this point, and it's not quite. It's about 75% sold. And as I said, they just declared these rooms. So, another couple years, it'll be sold out.
And you stayed there, right?
Yeah. And well, I think we both were. I think the biggest issue the two of us had with it right from the beginning is the point charts, right? That it's a expensive resort to stay at. And even though it's a very nice resort, the location isn't the greatest. I mean, I realize it's on the Skyliner and that does make it very convenient. I do still think this. I think it's more expensive than it should be to stay there.
I agree.
It's not one I'm going to probably go to a lot because of that, because of how many points it is per night. If I'm going to put up that many points, I want to be at like the Poly or the Grand Floridian.
When I got it, we purchased because we stayed there the first two nights it opened after the closure.
Right.
So we were there right when it reopened and we bought Distress Points. I bought Distress Points from somebody who was going to lose them. They had their trip canceled and we were able to like buy them. It kind of balanced out where we didn't use our own points and we bought points that were really cheap. So it kind of balanced out as far as how much it cost, right? It was great. Like I loved the resort. I thought the rooms were great and the pool and everything the parks were still closed. So it really was a staycation. Like you said, they priced it too high.
Yeah, I think that's too bad about it. And I don't know how many people that scares away. Probably not really that many people.
I think it scares away people who know about DVC. If you don't know DVC and you don't know what point charts and everything,
right.
And you're just looking and so you don't know any better. You don't know what you don't know. So somebody buying that's going to Disney Vacation Club for the first time, having the meeting with the rep, they don't know that that's really high because they're not comparing it. And sometimes ignorance is bliss, right? But I know a lot of people that own there and really like it. It's just, I actually was talking to somebody the other day who was considering a resale contract and wasn't aware, looking into resale, and they were considering Riviera and they weren't unaware of the resale restrictions for Riviera.
And to point out for folks, other than the cabins, Riviera and the cabins are the only two resale restricted resorts in which if you buy resale there, you can only stay there.
Yeah.
Any of the other resorts, even the Grand Floridian and the Poly, which went on sale post the restrictions because it's in the same condo association. If you buy a Poly contract resale, you can still stay at the Grand Floridian and the Animal Kingdom and Saratoga Springs and all the other resorts, just not the Riviera or the cabins. But if you buy at Riviera, you cannot stay anywhere but Riviera. Now, that's not tragic or anything, I suppose, if you're saving a bunch of money, but it's just something to be aware of if you buy. And I'm sure if you talk to a guide about it, they would explain that.
Right. Yeah. I would say DVC Resale Market, who's obviously one of our sponsors, they would make sure you were aware if you were purchasing. They we can't never say that for other brokers. Right. Hopefully they would, and we're not disparaging anybody, but I've only dealt with DVC Resale Market. So that's who purchased my contract.
We know the people over there. Sue's one of the people over there. They are very upfront about everything, and I'm certain that they would say something to a buyer before they signed on the dotted line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's it for our news. I do have a little DVC news, personal news. So if you get your Disney Files magazine, there's the last, the last two pages, there's always membership pictures. And this time they featured pictures from all the Welcome Home weeks from the summer. And there's actually a picture of Ryder in there. Now, it wasn't a picture I submitted. I have submitted pictures before and they've never made it in. And this was not my picture. They actually, we went to the first one where they had the frozen meet and greet and they asked me and they actually took our name and they took his information and I had to sign a release. And I just didn't even think of it because he ended up in a reel on Instagram for DVC. So I just thought, and I didn't even think about it when we got it the other day. It was, he even took it to school. So he took it to school and showed all his friends. So he's very excited. He thinks he's famous now.
Well, he's DVC famous.
Yes, he is. So if you do, just take a look at Ryder. He's Mini Kristoff. He will be signing autographed copies next time you see us. So. I think I submitted a bunch of pictures when he was little and then I just gave up. So to have him finally make it was fun.
Every time I get the magazine, I think, oh, I got to take this with me somewhere and get a photo. And I never think to do it.
We did. I took it one time, like right when the Skyliner opened, we stayed at Pop. And yeah. We took a picture with him on the Skyliner and that didn't make it. And it was like with the Disney files. So it was fun that he finally made it in the magazine.
I showed it to my family and I said, look, it's Ryder.
Yeah, it was a fun little meet and greet. I didn't know what to expect. It was definitely a lot of fun. I was glad we set the time to do it. It really wasn't worth going too much out of your way. We did have our car and they wouldn't allow to park. So Ray dropped us off and he almost didn't even get into security because they didn't believe him. But he's like, I'm seriously leaving. And actually he just went and got gas and then came back and picked us up because it was really that quick to take. I know people were asking me take a bus and everything. I was like, nah, it's really not worth it unless you have a kid that's really obsessed with Frozen. But it was fun. I was glad we went. But that's it. And like I said, we're leaving and we're going to the parties on the 29th and 30th. I will come back once we do that. There will probably be at least one or two shows between now and then. And there's not a lot of news that happens right before Thanksgiving. But I would say so there'll probably be at least enough news for at least one more show before Thanksgiving, maybe two, just depending on what happens.
Yeah, I'm still here the next 2 weeks. If something drops in the next 2 weeks, Sue and I will come on and we'll put up an episode. But then, I'm gone the week before Thanksgiving on the cruise and obviously will not be recording while I'm on the
cruise. Yeah, obviously. Obviously. We'll be anxious to hear about that cruise and what you think of Royal Caribbean. And like I said, I'll talk about the Christmas party and do a recap just after one of our episodes. Kind of what we do is we do the news first. And that way, if you don't want to hear any trip reports, you don't have to. You can just switch us off. But if you do, we'll report back. And then always, as always, go to our My DVC Points community page and Facebook. We'll definitely share any information that we find there. Anything else that you want to add?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Okay, well, that's it. So before we go, we want to thank our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.